and then like because it's not getting any better, but we don't trust doctors.
You've already paid yourself, you've been stung by a jellyfish.
Literally. And then it'll come with the caption, yeah. Oh, Kathy's dad is going to lose their leg.
Oh my god.
And I'm happy to take the piss out of things.
Yeah, mate, yeah, I'm sorry as well. I don't get shit.
Imagine being so turned off from medicine that you think just pissing on everything is the solution.
How 3, 2, 1, action. Oh no, it's two white boys with a podcast.
And snap you in a fucking minute.
Action. That's suddenly become very real. I'm sorry.
That was my hand.
Sorry, you don't need that, do you?
Apparently not.
Well, this is it. This is an actual recorded episode.
Yeah.
We're going live after how long?
When? I don't know.
Talking about it.
Months.
I think I mentioned it to you about 6 months ago.
Yeah, something like that.
The idea of doing this. And here we are.
Finally.
Yeah. Finally. So, I guess first thing is welcome anyone who might be watching this.
Yeah, anyone. that could be watching.
Anyone who could be watching. You're in at ground zero. You're in at the start.
Yeah.
So there will be no ads. We are not sponsored by anyone.
no, not a thing.
Not a thing. We're just doing this off our own backs for a laugh.
Yeah.
Really?
Literally.
For aren't a we?
Yeah.
Let's break out that meme that I sent you.
Oh, man,
I
think that was funny. That was actually really funny and relatable. So yeah, you sent me this earlier, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. A new podcast, low performance. People tell us how they're shit with the money. Rubbish at DIY, can't drive, never had a fight, scared of relationship, struggle at their jobs, feel daft most of the time, embarrass themselves daily, unmotivated to get fit, and have no ambition.
Yeah!
There's a few things that tick the boxes.
And so here we are, we've created the podcast. this is your two, well, soon to be and hopefully will be your two favourite numpties on YTFN podcast. For why the F not? Because that's what we said to each other.
Yeah, we did.
And we thought about, shall we do it? Based off of that alone. Because, yeah, we're not two guys in their 20s who are at college with a lot of spare time. No. And going to sit and tell everyone about the latest NFTs or things that they should buy.
No way,
and
no.
Why you're an idiot for not being a millionaire, like, clearly.
I already know the basics of NFTs. I know they have cool photos on them, that's about it.
And they've all plummeted in value.
When they started huge, didn't they?
That was wild. All a gimmick, wasn't it? So we're not those kind of people. So bad with money. I mean,
well, we would say bad with money. Just struggle with money.
Just lacking money.
lacking money.
Yeah. We're not bad at it. We just don't have much.
Yeah. So with more of you watching, it's going to help matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. While it's free and we're not getting advertisers or sponsors or anything. But that's it. I mean, I work full time, Monday to Friday, about 40 to 50 hours a week. You're the same,
exactly
and
the same,
more.
50 hours a week and more,
You know, my commute each day is an hour 15 each way. So we are doing this purely in what little spare time that we have.
True, just for fun, really.
Offer
something that
for
we both
for
just
fun.
Really enjoy doing. And it's just a laugh.
I needed a hobby. You know.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
I have got some hobbies, but I did have hobbies. Now getting old and having responsibilities, kind of fade out of them.
Sitting and watching Bluey doesn't make a hobby for me.
You can make a hobby if you really want to.
I mean, I do really enjoy it. I do really enjoy it, but it doesn't fulfil my life as much as I hoped it would.
In the winter, it's hard to do my hobbies that I want to do. In the summer, I go out and play tennis a lot.
Yeah.
And go out and play golf. So I have got a few hobbies. Yeah, so a few, literally only two.
All my hobbies were abroad.
Yes, they were.
And
yeah.
Now I live back here. And I'm very happy with my decision to move back to the UK.
Yeah.
But the 9-to-5 sucks.
Yeah, it's not fun.
And this country is, we were just chatting how much it's a hellhole.
Oh, mate, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
So, hopefully...
We want to get out of the system.
Oh, that's right, yeah, that's the aim. We're going to break the matrix and we're going to tell you how. In 30 episodes, I'm going to be here with my top off smoking a cigar. No. So, I just... get that meme up again, because what were the other points in it? There was bad with money. Oh, never been in a fight.
I've been in a fight.
You've been in a fight?
Yeah, I was a little kid, though. School.
Well, like punches thrown fight?
Punches, yeah, yeah. I sat his ass on the floor. Fucked him up. He pissed me off. I was like, I had enough. I was like, you're getting fucked, your ass is going on the floor.
No, see, I've never been in a fight.
Ever?
No, I have...
Not even close?
No, I have been... I've intervened in a fight where...
Stop, please, guys, I don't want you to fight.
Peace and love, guys, peace and love. No, it was outside a club in Cos, and I came round the corner and these two guys were like just going at each other, and the one guy had the other guy on the floor and was just about to start just slamping into him, and I was already drunk and I was just like, that's not happening. I just sort of grabbed the guy, tackled him off him. At that point, the crowd that were watching
entertainment there. Fight
yeah. And I just grabbed him off him. And then at that point, everyone was like, oh, yeah, we should probably stop this happening. And they all separated them. And then I got punched in the face that one time. We won't name drop him because I don't think that's very fair. But, you know.
We could say a friend.
And he is a friend. He is a friend. But he did punch me in the face.
I think everyone was like, what the fuck are you doing? We all just like pinched him and jumped him away.
To clarify, I didn't deserve it.
No.
My hero complex was kicking in and I was defending people, which resulted in me getting
in the way. Basically.
Flies. What were the other
rubbish at DIY.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you all over. Me, I'm decent with that.
You're a handyman.
I've got, 10 years, 12 years of DIY experience?
Yeah, no.
Plus, probably even earlier from my parents, like, I've been brought up house to house of doing DIY. So.
No, see, I...
Last house was like a fucking Rubik's Cube.
Like we were saying before, I was that, well, even in my 20s, like when one of my bosses be like, oh, can you go get me a Phillips head screwdriver? And I just get to the toolbox and sort of black out a little bit. Cry and think about it. Which one's the Phillips? Is it that way? Is it that way? Is it that kind of shape? I don't know. Tell me what you want.
It's not labelled.
There's no labels here. I just go.
It says pizza, two doesn't say Philip.
So you just scoop up a selection and you take him across.
Nope. Fucking useless.
So yeah, that one.
Can't drive.
Oh, well, we can both drive. I mean, I worked as a chauffeur, so I can really drive.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
I'm going to my track day at the end of this week.
Oh yeah, screw you. Yeah. When? This weekend?
It's Friday.
Oh.
Friday. I got.
What is it? The Top Gear track.
It's the Top Gear track. Aston Martin, Ferrari, and...
McLaren?
Yeah, McLaren. No, not McLaren.
Lamborghini.
Oh. Yeah, Lamborghini. So you get...
Out of the three, which ones are your favourite ones? Which one are you more excited to drive? So you got Aston Martin, Aston Martin, and Ferrari.
Aston Martin, I'm excited to drive.
Is it a DB9?
I don't know. You don't know the model exactly.
Oh, really?
You just know the make.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah. Aston Martin I'm really excited to drive. Lamborghini I'm really excited to drive because it's just that toy car, it's a Lambo. Ferrari, I am excited to drive a Ferrari, but if there had been like the option for like a really decent like muscle car, I probably would have enjoyed that.
What, like a Ford GT?
Yeah. No. Like a Ford Mustang.
Like a, oh, yeah, Mustang. Yeah. Sport GT would be insane.
So yeah, so I've got that. So you get, basically, it's going to be over really quick. You basically get two laps in each car, and then a professional takes you around for one final lap.
Still good there.
But, I really
want to do one.
Yeah.
So badly.
Well, I mean, like, the nicest car I've driven is the Tesla. And that's the fastest car I've driven.
Cool.
And so yeah, it'd be cool to actually like go on a track and be
to
like
drive, how to really drive a real fast car.
Drive a real fast car, real fast car, and how fast can I drive a real fast car?
You won't be able to drive fast. You'll put your foot down like fuck.
I don't know. The Tesla had some.
Yeah, but you're going on a track. Yeah, but you're, this is like. Yeah, but they're quick on acceleration, and you're going on a normal road. You're on a track here.
Yeah.
Completely different. So it's a lot more open, wide, no car like. You probably have a few cars going around at the same time, but you have an instructor there with you.
Yeah, you have someone talking you through it the whole time.
I'm going to go, his keys, go, bye! Go kill yourself, basically. First corner, fuck! Scared of relationship, we're both in relationships.
We're both in relationships. I mean, not to say that we've not had our ups and downs, and we can probably talk about those some other time.
We could, but we're not doing that right now.
No, God, not right now.
We won't get much depth of that because no one wants to hear of, like, how our relationship's going, but maybe it can. Maybe they can relate somehow.
I mean, I certainly feel like in my wise experiences, my many experiences, I've probably passed on some advice to people.
True, very true. We're not in our
20s,
we are in our
30s.
We have had experience, yeah.
I've had a lot of relationships, and I've only really had what I'd say maybe two very bad breakups in all of that.
I don't think I've ever had any bad breakups.
Yeah, well, that's healthy.
I've never had any bad breakups.
Yeah.
That I can remember. Like, I've had like some long relationships, but never any bad breakups.
But then I've had also very shitty scenarios. I've had very funny scenarios.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. So, I had some fun scenarios and wise scenarios, what to do now.
Yeah, exactly.
But what I've learned. I've had a lot of learning.
A lot of learning.
Everyone's a struggle at their jobs. Never struggled at a job.
I don't necessarily struggle at my job. The struggle is going to the job.
The struggle is going to work every day, doing the same damn thing every fucking day.
Every day.
On a repeat. This is why we'll get out of this simulation.
Yeah, the pain I feel when I have to get up in the morning, especially when I'm on early shifts.
The early shifts, yeah. I don't mind getting up and going for it because the thought of just not having something planned or to do. I try myself nuts. I get bored so quickly. Like when I'm ill and I have to stay at home, 2 days I'm like, I need to go back to work. Even though I'm like, coughing my guts off and everything, I was like, I need to go back to work.
And you go make everyone else ill.
Yeah.
And then they all have to take work off.
Yeah. But then that's feel better, it's fine.
Man.
Feel daft most of the times.
I feel daft.
Most of the time.
I don't
feel daft.
I don't necessarily know if I feel daft most of the time. I know I
think maybe in my young age I probably have. Probably from some of the decisions I've done, maybe. Yeah. That's maybe like that was a daft decision.
I certainly make and do daft things, but I consider myself a bit of a goofy character.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I don't mind.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Good. I don't mind making a bit of a fool of myself. If it's going to make someone laugh and smile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't care. Embarrass themselves daily. Definitely not daily, and I don't embarrass myself.
Not daily, again, falls into the, don't mind being a goofball.
Yeah, but embarrass yourself. I've never really embarrassed myself.
Life's a bit too short to be just constantly feeling embarrassed by your actions.
Yeah, 100%. Unmotivated to get fit. Definitely not. I've never been unmotivated to get fit. I think I've dropped down a lot where my fitness level has gone down from exercise by not doing as much as I should be doing. I've probably been in that for maybe like a couple months, like maybe 4 months, and then I was like, nah, I need to like get back to doing a little bit more exercise.
I mean, you and I both do very physical jobs,
yeah.
So for me,
that keeps us fit.
It keeps us fit and takes out, for me, some of the motivation to be like, oh, I have to fucking get down the gym, because I basically spend all day lifting heavy stuff.
Yeah.
So, the only thing I'd really want to do is like more cardio, just to try and shift some of the timber that I've put on since becoming 30. But
and it, ever since coming back, basically.
Basically since coming back and being well fed and looked after.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's...
So what happens when you get 30?
Yeah. It's not enough motivation to, like... Well, I don't see the point of signing up to a gym.
Well, you're happy.
I am happy.
When you're happy, you don't really care.
Yeah. But I don't see the point of signing up to a gym just to go running or on a bike.
Yeah, of course.
Outside.
Outside you can run, but if you've got a bike...
And especially when I was, when I used to work out, I used to do just like... calisthenics. I used to do bodyweight stuff.
Which again,
what's the point of having a gym for that? Unless you're going to have like a calisthenics coach.
Well, I'm back at the gym now. But obviously I've always been in pretty good shape before.
Yeah, you have.
Anyway, I've never really ever... I don't think I've ever put weight on.
No.
I've always been pretty like healthy.
Yeah.
I've been very, very lucky with that actually.
Oh, me too.
Like, I even I have a fighting battle in my head of like snacks. Like... You know when people just don't even think about it, they see it, they eat it.
Yeah.
Like in one sitting. I'm like, no, I'll just have a few and I'll put it away. Honestly, I'll go shopping on the weekend and I'll buy probably maybe a chocolate bar and a bag, like a share bag of crisps.
Yeah.
A weekend bag of crisps. That sit in the cupboard and I forget about it because I have dinner at like 7, 8 o'clock. And it would get to like 9 and I'm like, nah, it's a little bit too late. I'll just have a cup of tea. And then it's 10 and I'm like, definitely too late now to eat. And even though it's a Saturday, I have that fighting battle in my head and I'm like, I bought it. And then it comes around to the weekend again. And then I bought the same, like another pack and my cupboard just keeps storing up, but I don't ever eat it.
This explains why you are thinner than I am right now. Because I don't have that, control.
Control?
No. Like I eat and I'm like, something sweet. We've just eaten.
Yeah, no. The thing is, I can have something sweet now as well, but I'll have like something little. I won't have something massive.
It depends what I've eaten beforehand. There's certain things that, I will eat all out. Like if it's like a bag of cookies, gone. I will decimate an entire bag of cookies.
Yeah, but what, like Malin cookies?
No, not like the biscuit ones. I'm talking like. Like the ones you get from like the bakery section.
Yeah,
like
but it's only 5 in there.
Yeah, but
that's not bad. But even actually saying that though, I've done that before. I've had I already have 2. I'll stop at 2.
Yeah, no, I can't. I'll eat all of them until they are gone.
Right, yeah, okay. And have no ambition.
Have no ambition.
I've always had ambition. Prime example, this place.
Yeah, to be fair. Yeah, you...
Saved my ass off to get a mortgage, to then find a property and then buy a property and then come in and then do it up.
Yeah. That's the dream for so many people. I mean, hell.
I'm fucking lucky. I do know that. Massively lucky. But I mean, I've been, like, again, with where I was working in the building trade for so many years.
Yeah.
Seeing what to do. Very lucky to know how to do it by myself, do it with
my
own hands.
Absolutely. Yeah, see, I couldn't just go, like I said, I'm not a DIY person. Like,
yeah.
Just go and fix things. I mean,
I've always been into it as well. Always wanted to be in a property development. Always. Yeah. And
I mean,
so I've done my first one.
I can fix things. Once I go and learn how to do it, or like I watch someone fix
something,
I then...
I think everyone can do it. You just need a little bit of knowledge.
Yeah.
If you've got no knowledge, go onto YouTube.
Yeah.
Type it in what you need. You know what you're doing. Type it in, and it'll come up. It'll show you step by step,
yeah.
And then you realise actually it's not that hard.
But
it really isn't.
I wouldn't say I lack ambition. It's just don't know where my ambition wants to take me.
You know, I think a lot of people can relate to that,
and that's always been my issue.
A lot of people can relate to that. It's like they have ambition, but they don't know where to go.
Yeah, which
don't know where to put that ambition on.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Like you get all these self-help and motivational things, and it'd be like, oh, you know, find your passion, find your goal, find your whatever, and then just drive for it, push towards that. Don't let anything stop you. You know, whatever is your vision, go towards it. And then I'm sat there going, I don't fucking know what I want.
Yeah, exactly. It's easily said than done.
Yeah,
fucking
like,
well easy.
Like that doesn't mean I'm unmotivated, but no. I don't have like one massive goal or one massive dream.
No, of course.
And it can be quite it has the opposite effect for me sometimes, like the
puts
sort
you
of
off.
Puts me off, because the self-help, whatever it comes out, it's like, oh, you just need to push for something you really want.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but I need to figure out what I really want. That's what I'm trying to
that's
do.
That's what you need to work out first, what you where you want to put this ambition in.
Yeah. So it's all well and good having these sound bites of, oh, just chase your dreams, chase what motivates you. And it's like, well, don't know what that is, And, well, I mean, that's a lie. For, a time I did know what it was. I was chasing my passion, living abroad, and my hobbies that I was doing abroad. Mm. And I was completely settled on that lifestyle.
Yeah,
until I met, reconnected with an amazing person who convinced me to come back to the UK, and I'm very glad she did.
I was going to say, with that job, you see the people that you work with there, and you see somebody old a lot. They're by themselves, aren't they?
Yeah,
you can't have a life like that you want with down the line, family, kids, and everything.
I think we need to clarify, because we haven't actually said. So I used to work. I worked abroad for about 7 years. I would work in ski resorts up in the French Alps in the winter, and then I'd work. I alternated. I did 3 years of Camp America in the summer, and then I was working in Greece for a water sports company. And I'd just go back and forth, Greece, France. And I loved it.
How many years was that?
It's about 7 or 8 years.
Well, from France to Greece?
Yeah. No. France to Greece was 5 years.
It was 5 years. So you did America twice?
I did America three times.
Three times.
And so, I lived up in these ski resorts, which is basically, it's just a party town the whole time. You're never home, and all your... You're surrounded by people who are sort of 30 and under, all your own age, and they're all there for similar reasons, to enjoy the mountains, to enjoy the culture.
And I love fucking good time.
I'm really tired.
They're sick up there. It's like, so fun.
Any crazy stories that I will talk about on this podcast, the majority
I bet.
From that,
massively.
Like the time that I was considering jumping out of a balcony to escape a girl.
At least you know you're going to snap land on some snow.
Well, that was the hope.
it's just a fucking car.
God. Yeah, crashing, driving in blizzards, getting stung by a weaverfish out in Greece, going cliff diving in Greece. That was cool.
Yeah, you've done a lot on those.
Accidentally getting inducted into the Greek mafia.
Huh?
Yeah. That was a.
What? Didn't know that.
Yeah. We're
talking about that.
I didn't at the time either.
We're talking about that some more.
I mean, I approached you with the idea of the podcast because you just have so much energy for everything you do.
I don't know if people see this. They don't have energy, but I don't. Yeah. Myself, I don't see it.
No. I
just chat shit. I chat too much.
But you're positive with it, and you're bouncy, and like I feed off of your energy. As soon as I was like, man, maybe I want to do like a podcast. I was like, but I wouldn't want to do it by myself. And so I was like, who can I do it with? And like, you were the first person that came to mind. And
see that number one.
Yeah. Not to say you can't be replaced. I will.
Ah, you ain't coming back here.
But no, you were the first person. I was like, yeah, I want to do that with you, and I think also in a way because we've lived such different lives. It also because it brings that relatable again of you've lived. I don't mean this offensively, like an average life. But you have excelled.
My childhood life was good.
Yeah, but you've excelled in your average life. Like, you own your own property at age 30. Are you 30 yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
30,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about how the other guys are just turning 30.
Yeah, they're all turning 30 this year. Yeah, I was last year.
That's impressive. And you should be proud of that.
We've got it before I was 30, actually.
Oh, I know you did.
Yeah, 30 was last year.
Yeah.
So, and I had the property last year, but July.
Yeah.
No, like the year before. I've been there every year.
Yeah. What was the last point on the?
That was the last point.
That was the
ambition,
last point.
Ambition. We kind of faded off from that a little bit.
Yeah, that's all right. Tangents. We're all good. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that motivated. And then I've only spoken to a few people about doing a podcast, mostly to like just sort of test the water and make sure I wasn't going to embarrass myself with doing it.
That's one of the things that was on there earlier.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But what was actually really nice is the few people I've spoken to, every single person has been like, yeah, absolutely,
oh, really?
You should do it. Yeah, every single person has been like, yeah, you should do it. There were two of Holly's best friends who were at our engagement party.
Yeah.
So they briefly met you, and then I said, oh yeah, he's the guy that I'm going to be doing this podcast with. And they both turned around like, that would be so awesome. And like, it would be so refreshing to have two guys making a podcast. Two white boys with a podcast!
We need to get that.
But two... I've got that as a separate clip.
Have you?
Yeah. Because that is the cliche. It's, oh no, it's two white boys with a podcast thinking that they're entertaining. And...
That's a fucking joke.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a joke.
It is a joke. But... These two turned around and said it would be refreshing to have two guys who aren't part of like the toxic masculinity culture.
Yeah.
You know, that aren't part of
everyday living people.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I like to feel that we have quite healthy outlooks and outsets on everything.
Yeah, yeah, no, 100% I do, yeah.
I wouldn't be friends with you if you didn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So yeah, so from an early onset, we've got like positive reviews just on the idea of doing it.
Was that the first time them meeting me that night as well?
That was, yeah. Yeah, you give a good first impression.
Did I?
You do.
Sweet.
And so, yeah.
I mean,
and that was another reason as well, I think, also to kind of counter the amount of toxic bollocks that's out there for like men and young men. Because like my brother, he's 5 years younger than me. He's very smart and very independent. But every now and then, he'll sort of share something to me that sort of comes from like that side of Twitter and TikTok. And
well, it's his error.
It's his error, absolutely, yeah. And you know, fortunately, he's smart enough to sort of see through it and everything. But I still worry about him, and it makes me worry about what he's seeing, and you know, it's just out there. So,
man, it's changed massively.
We're going to try and be the anti-venom, my friend.
Not too much. We're not going to be the party poopers. Like, fucking hell. It can be like that.
If your party is abusing,
I know we're getting old. We're getting that old, mate. No. Gonna be like...
No. I'm not saying we're just going to sitting and talking about your pension funds. But if we can do it without, you know, degrading absolutely fucking everyone and everything around us.
I don't want to degrade anyone.
Exactly. See? And that's good. That's good. And that's why I wanted to do the podcast. That's why I wanted to do the podcast with you. So I've got my book here of my notes, because we don't have a producer who can just feed us lines.
We're doing
it
off our own backs.
We're doing this all off our own backs. And speaking of non-toxic masculinity, you can tell people how we met. You were going to tell a story of how the bromance started.
Also, we met before years ago, but then I can't remember the first time. But the way the bromance started was birthday, two of our mates' birthdays down in Bournemouth.
Yeah,
whole bunch of us. What was it, 15 of us, something like that?
Big group.
And well, we went out the first night we were out. We got there, didn't we? Then it was the next, on the Saturday evening, we were all deciding where we want to go for food, weren't we? Then there was two groups deciding they want to have this for food and they want to have that. And we were like, we don't want either of that. And we both just looked at each other, both we were like, do you want to go somewhere else?
If I can interrupt, like one group that wanted to go for Chinese and one group that was like, just wanted to go to Wetherspoons.
Yeah.
And then for like a Chinese buffet was the first group.
Yeah,
I wanted Chinese buffet. I remember that.
Yes,
and we got there, and it was either crazy expensive.
I was really busy as well.
Extremely
busy, yeah. Oh, yeah, what? I forgot about that.
Yeah, and so at that
point... Then we left, and we were like, what the hell do we do now?
Yeah.
And then in that group we were a bit, they were like, well, we'll just go here, we'll just go there. Everyone just kind of done their own thing.
Either everyone splintered off, or...
Went in, like,
the ones that were going for Chinese, then like, well, let's go join the other guys having the spoons.
Yeah.
And I think we'd already had one like for breakfast that
morning. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had one for breakfast.
And I was like, I don't want to.
No, I actually wanted a proper like dinner. I wanted a proper meal.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we came to agreement. We were just like, should we just go somewhere else on our own? Yeah. So we decided, when did we go to Zizi's?
It was an Italian place. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was Zizi's or something like that.
Yeah.
So we decided just to go on a little date of our own.
Little man date.
And. Probably one of the best dates, man dates I've ever had.
What can you say? Yeah, you go on a date with Dan, you get a quality experience.
And then it was a table lit dinner, wasn't it, basically?
It was a table lit dinner, yeah.
And we just got on like a house on fire. And then we started just bantering with the waitress, didn't we?
Yeah, she was having a crap time, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, she wasn't having a great time, was it?
No. And so
we had a few drinks down already in us.
Well, oh yeah, well we've been day drinking to carry on from the night before.
And this is when we were both single.
This is true. Yeah.
And we were both being flirtatious to her, but we were like being bantery with her as well. She was giving it back. That's the good thing. We knew that she could do it because she was giving it back.
Yes, yeah.
Like we wouldn't have done it otherwise.
No.
Like we were testing the waters out, and she gave it back, and we were like, okay.
I feel like I recall that we were chatting to her about her evening and sort of the fact that she was having a crappy evening.
Yeah.
I think she'd had some, well, maybe there were some other bad customers in there.
I think so.
Who were giving her grief because like something was a bit slow. And so like I remember we were like ordering limoncello shots with like every round of food that came. And then it was like, and we ordered them from her and she's like, oh man, you guys are having a great time. It's like,
we were like,
do you want one?
We're like, go get one.
And then she's like, I can't. I was like, okay, cool. Then we want three.
Yeah, yeah. Then she did some with us.
She did do one, yeah.
Then we got more. And she had like three in the end, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just hit it off from there, basically.
We did.
And yeah, we just realised that we just became really good friends.
Yeah, we gel. And then, you know, you obviously came out and visited me in France.
Yeah.
Which, that meant a lot to me, because
yeah,
a lot of time I spent out there, and the only other person who came to visit me in France was Holly.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know she came over. Also, yeah. I knew after.
She came over on my very, very first season, and she came over on my very last season. Yeah. I know, we have a cute little story.
Yeah. I had one too, I went over.
You did. And had I still been going to Greece, you certainly would have come and visited me.
Yeah. Oh, I think I was planning to, wouldn't I?
Yeah, definitely.
I think I was definitely planning to go over to Greece.
Definitely.
But yeah, that trip over to Val d'Isère, that was so fun. That was insane.
a little slice of my life.
some fun trips up there. Jesus. And I almost lost you at one point, going down the mountain.
Yeah.
That scared the crap out of me.
Snowboarding in whiteout conditions.
You couldn't see crap.
We had to get our money's worth though, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, definitely. Yeah, such a good time up there.
And so, yeah, so...
That's how we started, yeah.
And then here we are, 10 years later.
I can't remember. Like, how many years was it?
I don't know. I'd have to like scroll all the way back through Facebook to find it.
I'd be 10 if we were 20. Like, it'd be close to 10. Nine to 8 years.
Like, yeah.
That's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, good for us, though.
Yeah.
Good for us. Yeah, well, I mean, and to start a podcast to break up the monotony of just everyday living.
Oh, mate, yeah.
And that's what I actually really hope that for the people listening to our podcast can take away is actually, if all this brings you is 30 minutes, 45 minutes, however long we decide that we're actually going to make them, of just a little bit of light entertainment.
Yeah, not too long, obviously, because we know that some podcasts can go on forever and you look at it, you're like, oh, you just skip through the good bits.
Yeah.
So we're trying to make them like a good time.
Yeah.
Not too long.
I mean, at the moment...
And not too short.
At the moment, because we're starting out, and because it's obviously I'm going to have to go away and edit this in much better time.
Yeah.
It would cap it out, I'd say. I don't want to go over an hour.
No, I don't. And I don't want to be under, like, 20 minutes. I would say 20 is the minimum.
Yeah, definitely. definitely. Otherwise, we could just be smashing them out.
Yeah.
And then, ideally, one a week, if we can. Because I certainly enjoy coming. And that's the point, as well, is putting out constant, regular, light-hearted, enjoyable content.
Yeah, something that's easy just to listen to and you can relate to.
You can relate to, you can have a laugh, and I think as long as we are either entertaining, honest, or relatable, as long as we're covering one of those without being offensive.
Yeah, exactly that,
Because that's another thing that sickened me, like listening to podcasts and like seeing it on TikTok as well, is people just saying controversial shit to try and get engagement.
Yeah, I know exactly. I've seen plenty of those.
Yeah, or just coming in with like nonsense conspiracy theories, just basically making stuff up on the spot.
Yeah, but I guess that's how you get views, though.
That is how you get views, but
it draws people in.
Yeah, but it's short-lived.
Only certain types of people that like to watch stuff.
It's short-lived, and you know, I'm happy to certainly talk about conspiracy theories in like a proper dissecting way.
Yeah, a little snip.
Dip our toe, especially if it's something so ridiculous that we have to just take the piss out of it.
Just a little snip.
And again, that's going to come from hopefully people will be like, talk about this one. Have you heard this?
Yeah, definitely like, down the line. Yeah,
the conspiracy theory that Australia isn't real.
Oh, don't get me started.
You believe in Australia? You fool.
That can't be
it's
real.
A genuine conspiracy theory.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. Or the you know, or like these anti-modern science nuts. There's a Twitter page I follow, an X page I follow, and he basically infiltrates all these weird little niche Facebook groups where they all talk about alternative healing, and then he just shares their posts to show how like mental these people are. And he'll share one and it'll be like, Kathy's dad is going to lose his leg. And you read it and it'd be like, Kathy, but like, my dad was bitten by a dog 3 days ago. It started getting really pussy and gross. We've been treating it with fresh urine every day. Shall we switch to aged urine to help clear out the wound? And then, because it's not getting any better, but we don't trust doctors.
You've already paid yourself. You've been stung by a jellyfish.
Literally. And then it'll come with the caption. Yeah, oh, Kathy's dad is going to lose their leg.
Oh my god!
And I'm happy to take the piss out of things.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm so happy as well. I don't give a shit.
Imagine being so turned off from medicine that you think just pissing on everything is the solution. And yeah, we're always going to try and end on something light-hearted and fun.
We're also down the line as well, though, I remembered that we're going to try and down the line when we get more confident doing something more like prepared.
Yeah.
Like doing little snip edits of a game.
Oh yes, you and I playing a game.
In this, that'd be quite fun to do.
I'd be well up for that. Which on that, I've got some jokes for you to wrap up on.
Oh, be prepared, everyone.
Be prepared. So these were shared under the caption of simple one-liner jokes.
This would be like that, captioned underline dad jokes.
That, oh yeah, they're dad jokes. They're top quality dad banter. Yeah, it's simple one-liners that are guaranteed to get a laugh, but aren't dirty or offensive ones. So, you've heard a couple of these. So, I once got stuck in an elevator. Now I take steps to avoid them.
Yeah, it's terrible. Fucking terrible.
Man goes to his doctor and says, "Doctor, I think I'm losing my hearing." Doctor says, "Can you describe the symptoms for me?" Man replies, "Sure, Homer's fat and bald. Marge has blue hair. Bart has spiky hair."
Oh my god.
Symptoms.
Oh my symptoms. God.
Symptoms. Get it?
Yeah, I get it! You're fucking stupid!
There was once a king who was 12 inches tall. Terrible king, great ruler.
That was not bad. I forgot about that one.
People are usually shocked when they find out I'm not a very good electrician.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh my god. Fuck's sake.
You got three more to survive.
Jesus.
My grandpa always says, one door closes, another door opens. Smart man, but a horrible cabinet maker. It's not the best ceiling I've seen, but it's up there.
Oh my god. Fucking hell. That's gotta be the worst one.
And to close out on, this is one that made me laugh when I was writing it down.
They all made you laugh when you're writing it down.
A father was washing his car with his son, and the son asked, Dad, can't you use a sponge?
Fuck. Was that your favourite one?
That one, just the image of someone holding their child and just cleaning the car and then dunking their child in the bucket. Going, can't we use a sponge, Dad?
Oh, fucking hell.
Because you can do that with a child. They're small enough. You can pick them up. I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying you can.
Okay. That's a bit of a go down my hole. Hey, you're knocking two birds with one stone there.
Exactly.
Cleaning the boy and you're washing the car.
He's washing the car, exactly.
Actually, three, you're washing his clothes as well.
Make him wear your clothes so he gets them clean.
Oh my god.
Oh, well, that's a good laugh to end on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that was funny actually.
And with that, we also need to have our outro, which will be.
We haven't even got one yet.
We haven't got one yet. We haven't scripted it yet. We'll
get there.
We're going to wing it. Might not work, but we'll say it with confidence. Which would basically be to please like and subscribe and follow us on all forms of social media. We've got a Facebook page because we are old. That is the
basics.
Yeah.
We have got the basic Facebook. We've got the
basics. Very basic. Everything's basic because we've only just started. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram.
It's not Twitter anymore, is it?
It's X.
X, mate. Get with it. Get with the times. Come on. I know we're old, but we've got to keep up. X.
We are on Instagram. We are on TikTok. And we will be uploading these as audio versions onto Spotify.
Yeah.
And it will also be available for video on YouTube.
Yes. Yeah, it will be. Yeah, will be. We're also on YouTube as well. We are.
So we are on everything. And
we are ready to rumble on all social platforms.
And so any comments, any likes, followings of pages, even if you want to mute notifications, that's cool with us.
Yeah,
because followers still count.
Yeah.
Honestly,
a little like would go a fucking long way.
Oh, just any positive feedback.
Literally, anything. Just a little like.
It costs you nothing, but it would mean so much.
Yeah, literally.
Because that's my biggest fear, actually, would be to put this out there and get no engagement.
Well, it's gonna take time, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not expecting skyrocketing.
No.
Anything, but just a little bit. And I only want positive feedback at the moment. I want an echo chamber of nicety. I don't want any criticisms because
I don't give a shit. Give us any comments. Fuck. Listen, someone's actually watching. It means I've got time to watch it. So then write a comment down.
You can at Tom directly.
We've taken your time.
Oh shit, we didn't. Did we even say our names? That's Tom.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dan. And we are going to be.
Well, I think telling this is our first episode. Jesus Christ.
And we're going to be your two favourite numpties on YTFN.